This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori. And the PGA Tour season is winding down. The top 30 players after today's final round of the BMW Championship will advance to next week's Tour Championship at East Lake Woodlands. And the FedEx Cup champion will be crowned a week from today. And here to talk about all of it is Bob Herrig, longtime golf writer, SI Golf. Bob, welcome back to Talking Golf.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Busy as always. You must be exhausted, as you know, it's coming down to the, well, kind of the end of the season. There's always stuff going on, obviously, with the Ryder Cup coming up in a few weeks. But let's start with the BMW. What are some of your observations as this second playoff tournament winds down today?
Yeah, well, you've got kind of a surprising leader by a lot, Bob McIntyre. I'm not sure I saw that coming, but you know, he's been an up and coming player. He won twice last year. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. You know, I guess what I'm not surprised is there's Scotty right there, Scotty Scheffler. You know, and it's impressive what he's been doing. You know, he can kind of be mailing this one in if he wanted to. He's going to lead in points after this week no matter what, and it doesn't really impact next week at all. And yet he's doing it again. He was up there last week, and he's up there again this week. I believe this is going to be his 13th consecutive top 10. It's just been a heck of a year for him again. And, you know, got a good chance. I'm not saying he's got a good chance to win today, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's right there in the mix again next week also.
I just think, yeah, it's just stunning, his play. And he's only four back, but he's going to keep the pressure on for sure. And, well, do you think this format is working, Bob, this playoff format?
I think the problem with it is calling it a playoff, frankly. That's been an issue going all the way back. I think if they would have just called it something else, they would not have had some of the, you know, the discussions like we're having now. Because it's not really a playoff. There's not much risk for anybody in these events. There's 10, 12 players who start the playoffs assured of getting to the Tour Championship. You know, when the Yankees or the Dodgers start off in the playoffs in baseball, there's no assurance that they're going to advance even one round, you know, and that's the difference. And I really think they need to look at that. Now, if they don't want to, if they want to be assured that their stars make it to the end, you know, they could still do what they did back in the day, which was have two concurrent events at the Tour Championship. You can have a tournament, and then you can have the points on the side and crown two winners if necessary. They did that for a long time, you know, so, and some years it was both. You know, the last time they did that was when Tiger won in 2018, and Justin Rose was the FedEx champion that year. You know, it was pretty compelling. So, but I understand why they did what they did, at least for this year. The starting strokes thing was you know, it was ridiculed. It was,
no, that was ridiculous.
It was just not, I mean, I understand what they're trying to do. And I think people were willing to give it a chance, but you know, you'd have Scottie Scheffler next week starting the tournament at 10 under par. And it just was a weird dynamic compared to everything else that we know about golf. So it's good that they scrapped that. I don't have a problem with all 30 having a chance. But they probably need to do something about how we get there. And, they've said this is a bridge year. I wouldn't be surprised if they're, are some changes for 2026.
What do you think they're going to do, if you had a guess?
Yeah, good question. What I'd like them to do, I'm not sure they'll do. And I just think the simple, easy fix is just after the Wyndham, when the regular season is done, scrap the points, the top 70 at the FedEx St. Jude, play a regular 72-hole tournament like they're doing, except there's no points carryover. The top 50 players on the scoreboard advance to the BMW. Now, is that putting people at risk like Scotty and Rory? Yes. But, I mean, if Rory skips it, then he's out, you know, and so that's going to keep him from skipping. And if those guys can't beat 20 players, they don't deserve to advance. But at least there's that drama, you know, like those, that first round matters. What happens now is these guys who are safe to getting through, if they're having a rough week, you know, what is their incentive to grind? There isn't any, you know, I mean, they know they're going to make it and it's hot and it's a long year and they're like, okay, you know, it's not my week. Whereas if they get off to a bad start, they've got to, you know, they got to suck it up and play, you know, and I think that would be a lot more interesting to fans, not only the winner of the tournament, because it's still a prestigious win. It's still a $20 million tournament. But, you know, the risk that there is if you don't finish in the top 50. And, you know, you could have playoffs at the end if there's ties. I think it would be really well received, and at least it's playoffs, you know, at least there's some risk. This week you would have the top, you know, the 50 players are going for 30 spots and you start over again.
Right.
Just like at all playoffs, you know, once you advance around in any playoff series, you have no advantage. You start over, you have to do it again. So that's a simple way to do it. I mean, another way to do it is to have some sort of points carry over into next week or have some sort of advantage. I don't see them going to match play like it's been kicked around. The players just don't want that. They feel like you play stroke play all year to get to this point. You don't want to determine the FedEx winner with a different format.
Right, right. Well, when you look at, you know, the leaderboards from the last couple of weeks, you know, we'll get off the subject of the format because, you know, it's ever evolving. But you look at some of these European players, right? McIntyre, Justin Rose winning last week, Tommy Fleetwood playing so well. I mean, the Europeans, as we kind of lead into this Ryder Cup now at the end of this of September, the European team looks strong, don't you think?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, one thing I caution is the Ryder Cup is still 6 weeks away. You know, like that's why you have to be a little careful about worrying about form. But the U.S. form, aside from really one guy, is not as great as the European form right now. And, I mean, and you've got some guys that we kind of expect might be on the team who haven't been playing great. You know, Morikawa's having another kind of, you know, so-so tournament. He's not in the top six, but I think he's going to be picked. You know, Cantlay, who's been on five straight teams, including the President's Cup, who's way out of qualifying on his own. And, you know, even Keegan, you know, who I think we all thought after he won the Travelers was, you know, it was all but a lock to pick himself. You know, he's not been playing great lately. So then on the European side, like you said, Fleetwood's been strong. Bob McIntyre's having a good week. And, you know, that was his first Ryder Cup the last time. This is only going to strengthen him and give him confidence, especially if he can hold off Scotty today. You know, Justin Rose qualified automatically last week. He had enough points when he won. You know, that's great signs for them. Ludwig's playing decently. You know, they're going to have probably 10 or 11 players from the last team that are on this one. And that last team was pretty strong.
So, talking Patrick Cantlay, Ricky Fowler, they've come out in support of U.S. Ryder Cup captain Keegan Bradley playing as well as captaining, which is interesting because, as you mentioned, neither of those guys are anywhere close to the top 12 in points. So it'll be interesting right. If Patrick Cantlay makes the team and Ricky Fowler makes the team. It's doubtful.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the thing that I've been saying is, let's say it's the six, you know, the top six as it stands, which looks like it's going to happen. You know, the ones who are in those positions after today make it for sure. You know, Justin Thomas is seventh and Morikawa is eighth. And usually it would be very surprising to not take seven and eight. So now you've got four more spots. And that's where it's really up in the air because the players after that it's Ben Griffin, it's Keegan, it's Andrew Novak, it's Cam Young, Sam Burns is in there.
You got Brian Harman at, 13?
Right, Brian Harman, Cantlay. You know, you sit there and you go, which four? Like, nobody is hitting you over the head saying, oh, yeah, you've got to take him. I don't think. You know, and that's why I think Keegan has a good chance of being picked because I think his assistants are going to talk him into it because I think he's probably one of the 12 best Americans.
Yeah, he's at number 10 in the points right now.
Right, and he might slip to 11th this week. Is that good if he picks himself if he's 11th? You know, when he at first had said he wouldn't pick himself at all, you know, but again, I think there's an argument to be made that he's one of the 12 best Americans. And, you know, there's doubts with all the other guys, I'd say. You know, there's nobody that's hitting you over the head and saying, oh, man, you got to take him. So, I don't know. The other side is, you know, they've been talking about this for weeks and months, and it's going to come down to who they think makes a good partner.
That's right.
Maybe more so than who's playing well right now or who fits Beth Page. You know, like there's a good body of work for Cam Young. He played there a lot. He's played decently lately. You know, he's putting well. You know, maybe they feel that he is good fit and doesn't matter where he is in the points. And I think that a lot of that goes into it. In Cantlay's case, he's never lost in singles in five, team competitions. He's had a very strong overall record. He's never had a losing record. His worst was 2-2 at the Ryder Cup 2 years ago when he was pretty solid on a bad team, you know, a team that didn't play well. So, you know, they've got, what, another 10 days or so to
tough choices
it.
For Keegan and his assistant captains, for sure. And Keegan said earlier in the week, I can truly sit here right now and say, I don't know what's going to happen as far as whether he will play. But Rory McIlroy came right out and said he would, you know, he was asked to be a playing captain one day for the European Ryder Cup team. And he said, no, I've been asked to do that. And I've turned it down. He just totally shot it down. He says, you can't do both.
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of people who feel that. I'm one who goes with the idea that we put way too much stock in how tough it is to be the captain. I mean, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm sure there's a ton of stuff going on right now. But I would also say right now, they probably have, you know, on day one, there's 8 matches. I wouldn't be surprised if in their backroom talks, 6 of the 8 teams are decided for the U.S. In other words, they know that, just for example, Cantlay and Schauffele are going to play together, you know, or you know, Scotty and Russell Henley. Like, whatever it is, they know now. They have yet to announce the order. My guess is foursomes is going to be first, and Keegan knows what his morning pairings are going to be, and he probably has a pretty good idea what the afternoon will be. So, like, if he were part of that and we're going to play, I don't understand why that's so difficult. You know, like, yeah. These guys rarely change on day one their strategy after the morning. In other words, like, if they had a lineup ready to go in the afternoon, what would make them change it? Unless somebody was so horrifically bad or somebody was injured, they're going to probably stick with what they had. So if he plays in the afternoon, say, then there's no decisions to be made, you know, for the rest of that day. Anything is for the next day, which we'll talk about afterward. And, like, I don't think these pro golfers need Keegan Bradley out there holding their hand, you know, cheering them on. In their matches, they don't need that. You know, he can defer the advice thing to Jim Furyk, who's an assistant who's got plenty of experience at this. He was the President's Cup captain last year. He was a Ryder Cup captain once before. He's been assistant 5 or 6 times probably. So I don't know. I think too much is put into that. I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, and I agree that there's a lot going on. And if you don't think that you can do it or that it's a good idea, then absolutely you shouldn't. You know, so Rory's comments aren't wrong necessarily. I just happen to think that, you know, we this isn't Bill Belichick, you know, on a sideline calling plays. You know, there's only so much you can do once it starts.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I would love to see Keegan play as well. Obviously, he's captain, and I'd love to see him play, but It's one big question mark right now, and it just adds to the intrigue. Bob, we're out of time, but thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you, and your insight is always incredible. So thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot for having me. Have a good day.
We'll see you in a couple weeks at Bethpage Black. All right, well, coming up, my conversation with the winner of the U.S. Women's Am, New Jersey's own Mega Gane. But first, let me tell you that Ibeco Luxury Athleisure Wear for both men and women offers the highest performance-driven apparel to look and feel your best on and off the course. Ibeco offers multifunctional, intelligent, moisture sensor fabrics featuring the exclusive ice fill technology that cools your skin up to 5 degrees so you can stay cool, comfortable, and odor-free on hot and humid days. Use promo code AN20 for 20% off regularly priced items at www.ibkol.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.